This is Out Loud and Proud, a mini show and podcast made possible in part by a grant from the Alliance Foundation. Here's Rick Small.
This is Rick with Out Loud and Proud, and I'm here talking with Angela and Jim. Angela is a straight woman, the former wife of Jim, who is an out gay man in a monogamous relationship. Welcome to Out Loud and Proud.
Thank you.
Jim, tell me about this special, unique relationship that you have with your ex-wife, and how did it evolve? How did it start out when you got a divorce, and how did it get to this point where you guys are great friends?
You know, I don't know how it did. It just sort of evolved. I think one of the main issues was that I refused to explain it away or to say anything along the lines of, well, I was gay, and, you know, because of society and the church, and I didn't want to go to hell. You know, I was forced to hide all of this from people. And my choice was to not do that, not to explain it away, just to accept to myself the responsibility, because I was gay and I was living with her and I cheated on her, and she knew that.
You also were raised in the Mennonite faith. Homosexuality is very seriously considered in that faith, am I correct?
It's a different side. The Mennonites and the liberal side, it's not an issue whatsoever. I go to the Mennonite church here in town, then in blink an eye. In fact, Pastor Carroll is going to be participating in our wedding ceremony. The side that I grew up in, which was the old orders, yeah, it's a serious, serious offense, and you're going to go to hell. And there was just no way I wanted to go to hell. But when I decided that I wanted integrity in my life and I decided to come out, I couldn't explain any of that away to Angela because I felt like it was taking away her pain. And the reality is that, yes, the society had a part to play, the church had a part to play, but I still made the choice. I still made the choice to do what I did. Mm-hmm. And there was no way on hell that I was going to minimize the hurt that it would cause her.
Angela, how was it when you first heard from Jim that he was gay? Or did you know ahead of time and it was something that you expected to happen?
I did not expect it. I think that I had created a fairy tale life for myself, and I had the perfect marriage and the perfect life, and I didn't want to look beyond that. But there were clues and indicators when he came out, and since then, it's like, oh, it was shocking. Mm-hmm. And my whole world had crashed, but I had built this world on falsehood, and there were a lot of things that I had hid and had issues with. That I come from my own issues and my own pain, and we were two hurt people that came together. And honestly, our marriage was very healing for both of us in a lot of ways, because look at us today.
A relationship is resurrected. I mean, take a look. This is radio, but I've been sitting here crying, and my ex-wife is holding my hand. What does that say? That says a lot of healing has taken place in this relationship. It has come around to the point where we are the best friends that we were beforehand. There's integrity, and there's honesty, right, and there's openness.
Yeah.
Between us.
I think a burden was lifted off of our children. That burden of feeling in the middle, feeling caught, when we finally turned around and faced each other and said, hey, our friendship is way worth saving.
For more on Out Loud and Proud and full podcasts, visit kxci.org.